Hey, Robin.
Hey, Mary.
Thanks for being here with me today on the Word Sower podcast.
Oh, it's so much fun. I enjoy it so much.
So it's January, and after just going through the holidays and family gatherings and stuff like that, there's a little bit of letdown sometimes about how the holidays went, right?
Oh, totally, totally.
My expectations versus reality does not hardly ever line up. It can be an unfair thing for me to do to others and even just to myself, you know, having high expectations. But I think it's kind of normal for us to go through the holidays expecting family gatherings, expecting people to act and, you know, be a certain way, and or even for me to act and be a certain way and just to feel tired or challenged or even somewhat disappointed sometimes.
Yeah, and that does happen. We're all thinking about the grand and the glorious. And when it is, there are human people around you with flaws and you love them dearly. And some holidays are better than others. But Christmas, really, when we celebrate the reason for the season, which is Jesus Christ, we can celebrate Him every day. But the human condition is that we go through ups and downs, and I understand depression. It looks like this guy was going through some difficult times, and he turned to God.
Well, definitely. The author of Psalm 42, it says, "To the chief musician, a contemplation of the sons of Korah." And Korah is, he's from the tribe of Levi, right?
Yeah, and we want to just briefly say in Numbers 16, Korah did lead a rebellion. And these are the descendants, though, which means God gives a second chance. I mean, just because you had ancestors who maybe didn't, who maybe did the wrong thing, you can do the right thing.
Well, and that's encouraging to me because I'm the ancestor that did the wrong thing.
But you broke it, too. You broke it through Jesus.
It gives me hope for my kids that they'll have a better life than maybe some of what mine was about.
Yeah, they see, and they see the change in you, which is so marvelous, which is a great testimony. So I'm going to start off on Psalm 42. This is a beautiful psalm. Mm. Okay, here we go. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Mm. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. While they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, for the help of His countenance.
Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I'll remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I'll say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go on mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God.
Wow. You know, this guy evidently was very far from home, because when he says that he was far away, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon and from the hill Mizar. Okay, so he was pretty far from that land, but yet, and he was having a rough time. He was having a really rough time. But why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. That's the key, isn't it, Mary, to start praising the Lord when you're in deep in the valley
at the very beginning, he says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, for water, so pants my soul for you, O God. I don't even have to be going through a major crisis mm-hmm. to need God.
Right.
Like I said before, you know, going through the holidays, even just something as small, relatively speaking, I guess in the big picture, that's small. That can feel really big, because I think sometimes what we do, or what I have done at the holidays, is I think that that's going to be the pinnacle of my relationship, and it's going to be sort of the epitome of the best of our character. And then when it falls short, instead of just saying, oh, well, that didn't work out, or that turned out differently, what I sometimes have thought was, my family's broken. I've done a horrible job. I suck as a mom. This is never going, you know, I'm never, and I, the always and nevers that aren't really true, but it creeps up into my head, to recognize this is what the psalmist is doing. He's saying, my soul thirsts for God.
Mm.
So when I feel moody, when I feel cast down, that's a red flag. It needs to be addressed. What's going on, soul? And I love how he talks to his soul when he says, why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God. And so what I can say is, hey, soul, why are you spinning out? Why are you crashing and burning right now? And in my recovery community, we tell each other to halt. Are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Well, there are some physical things I can address, but sometimes it's not my physical circumstance, it's my soul. You know, it's how I think of myself as a mom or a wife. It's how I think of my family or these other people in my life that I was depending on, and I feel like I got shortchanged or something mm-hmm. like that. And the psalmist says, hey, I'm not going to hope in this. I'm going to hope in God. I'm going to put my eggs in his basket.
Mm.
And the psalmist here, he says he's absolutely tearful and distressed. I would say what the psalmist is going through is way worse than mm-hmm. my disappointing holidays or birthdays or something like that. But everybody's feelings, what you're going through is what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that what's hard for me is insignificant to the Lord. And I can reach out and cry out to him, and I can direct my soul. You know, that's instead of worry or posting on social media, talk to my soul in faith, hope in the Lord.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm really, really down, I'll get out my guitar and start praising the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's a choice. You don't feel like it, but you do it. And sometimes I command my mind, will, and emotions to line up to the Word of God.
Amen.
I command them to line up to the Word of God, because your body listens to what your voice says. And
bring the body and the mind will follow.
Yes. And
play the music, go to church, be with your friends.
Yeah.
And that just walking through that stuff, it will help that line up.
Yeah, and try not to have the expectation of a Norman Rockwell perfect Walton-like Christmas with tie red ribbon around it. Try to encourage other people in your family. Look for the one who's hurting and try to encourage them. Try to be, this is what I try in the holidays, and sometimes I feel miserably. Other times it works out. It just depends, but because life happens, reality happens, and it's not always.
Budgets happen.
Yeah, and it's not always pretty.
Yeah.
It's not, but, you know, when I let my spirit lead instead of my emotions and my flesh, I said, oh, Lord, let my spirit be surrendered today. Let me, my soul be surrendered to my spirit. You can either walk it out in the flesh. You can walk it out in the spirit. That's the way I say it. It's terminology.
And I love what you did in November when it was your birthday. Instead of feeling sorry for yourself that nobody wanted to throw a birthday party for you, you invited some friends to lunch and said, let's celebrate my birthday.
Exactly.
And let's just get together. And I know one other person who's done that. And she said, you know, instead of being miserable, why don't you just choose to be fun? And she did that very same thing. She invited girls to just hang out together. Yeah. And that was her birthday present was we're going to hang out.
I loved it so much. I think I'm going to do it next year.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We don't know what's tomorrow, but that was so much fun.
And then who can come comes.
Yeah. And who can't, that's okay.
And however it turns out. And that's really one of the tricks is to going through life with a little bit more grace is to recognize that we're not in control. God is in control. You can ask for what you want, and you know, and when you're sad, you can cry out to the Lord. This person, he says, my tears have been my food day and night while they, you talked about his enemies, continually say to me, where is your God?
Mm.
I'll tell you what, when I read in the Psalms, because I'm not David or some of these other guys who are fighting wars or you know, dealing with insurrection and stuff like that. The insurrection's right here, right between my ears.
The little bitty committee.
That's exactly right. And I can be my own worst enemy. My feelings, my selfishness or egocentricity, or, you know, I do believe that the devil is real and he's an accuser, and he and his, you know, agents will lead me into despair, feeling alone, feeling unloved, and so on, pointing fingers at my past. And so when I read Psalms, I read it for me. I mean,
me
I understand
too.
There's an historical reading,
and
you know, we're going to go through it like that first. But then I ask myself, what about me? You know, what? How does this apply to me in my life?
Yeah.
And, you know, so while they continually say to me, where's your God? Sometimes I do that to myself. I think I've got to get through this by myself, and I don't draw near to the Lord. I don't believe that God is going to get me through this hard time, whatever I'm going through. That's I don't even need anybody else out there sometimes to.
Yeah.
It's practical atheism when I'm trying to worry and manage and control everything and play God all by myself.
And during the holidays, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas, what you do is you overindulge in food. You just eat and you eat, and I bury my feelings, and get satiated with sugar, and that's a little high. That makes me feel emotionally good, but that doesn't help. But in this psalm, the guy says, as the deer pants for the water, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. And you know what? That's what God wants. He wants us to yearn for Him. And when we do, we will be satisfied. He is the only one. A yam souffle cannot satisfy like the living God.
Oh, that's right. That's what he says, the living God. In verse 4, he says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul, for I used to go with the multitude. And so this person's been cut off
from the temple,
right, from what we would think of as church services.
Yeah.
And so he's remembering the power that he experienced being with the multitude.
Right.
And there is power.
There is. And there's unity and love.
While salvation is only found in Jesus Christ rather than church attendance and membership and so on, there is an aspect of being a part of a multitude that worships Him in spirit and truth together.
Oh, yes.
And not to cut ourselves off from that.
Right.
He says, why are you downcast, O my soul? And sometimes that may be it. When I'm off alone by myself too much, I listen to myself. And I say stupid things to myself. I need to put the good things in my life, the things that have helped me. It's the new year, and happy new year. If you weren't here last week, happy 2025, where Robin's saying we're going to thrive. And not just because it rhymes, but because we are taking our souls to the Lord and hoping in God. And we are dialing into His Word and taking counsel from Him. We can, if, you know, listener, if you've sort of drifted away from being at church regularly, I know I have. I went through, at the end of last year, I went through having to be away from home and being in Maryland, taking care of my father and sort of straightening out his affairs after he passed away. I've been away. And so, you know, renewing my commitment to God's Word, to sharing with a multitude in
fellowship.
Worship.
Fellowship is crucial. When don't have my corporate praise, I have individual praise, and God calls us to praise individually in our own bedroom, in our kitchen, wherever. But God wants us to work. I mean, when we worship Him, it lifts everything. Mm-hmm. And when it says, my tears have been my food day and night, and that was so hard, you know, when you're ruminating, you're kind of in self-pity, you're thinking about, oh me, oh my, I'm going to die. And it's,
or you just don't want to wake up. You don't want to die, but you just don't want to wake up. Just, it's just so hard.
It's just so hard. And as Joyce Meyer would say, what about me? What about me? What about me? That's usually what we're thinking. And we're going through a hard time, but it might be a really hard time. There might be other situations, a relationship with a person, maybe a financial thing, maybe an emotional thing, maybe a physical thing. Maybe you have some pain in your body and you've been sick. But during those times especially, and even the psalmist, he knew what to feed on. And what do we feed on? We feed on the Word of God. And what is our food? Our food is not just what we eat, though that does make a difference. It's what our food is, what we take into our body is what we eat, what we hear, what things we listen to, and what we see. What comes in the eye gate, what comes in the ear gate, that's everything that you're feasting on. And if you feast on the Word of God, you're going to have a continual feast. And this guy was going through a hard time.
And he says, I'm going to remember you. I'm going to remember you, Lord. And we can count our blessings. We can write out a gratitude list.
Exactly. And that's the best thing to do. Recount.
What has God done for me?
Yes, tons. God has been more than faithful. And when I go over all the wonderful things that He's done in my life, I get so happy. And that's true of all of us, isn't it, Mary?
Yes, he says, the Lord, and it's the all caps, all small caps, L-O-R-D, and it means Yahweh or Adonai. Adonai will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. And so when I don't have to pretend that I'm never sad. I don't have to pretend that I'm never disappointed. But when we go through these times of, you know, like we said, it's the new year, and we can think new year, new me, or, you know, I'm going to have a new relationship with a new boyfriend, or I'm going to have a better relationship with my husband,
or a better job,
my kids or job, or, you know, whatever. And we can think that I'm going to be different. What about, never mind all of them, I'm going to be different. Number one, I think, goal is I'm going to, you know, eat right and lose weight. And, you know, I'm going to be strong. I look at, you know, these girls on TV
every year
have all these, you know, these like swimmers, deltoids. They're so gorgeous.
Their arms are
and I think, why don't I look like that? Well, you're not doing the work. And so I think, oh, I'm going to be different this year. And then guess what? I'm the same. And it can just feel sort of defeating when you set yourself up with resolutions rather than, you know, work on one habit. And, you know, it takes 6 weeks at minimum to make a habit. And so what this person is saying, for whatever reason, that that we find ourselves disappointed, we can recognize that and recognize our tears and our feelings, but don't live there. Don't park the car and stay there. Mm. He says, I'm turning to God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. He's telling the truth.
Yeah, he's that's being honest. It's
that's
good.
A confession. When we confess our problems to God, we don't need to say, I'm sorry. What we need to say is, this is what's true about me. I don't trust you. I don't think you're going to be here with me going through this problem. I'm disappointed in my family. I've been playing God over my family or my life, and it's not working out the way I want. Mm. We just tell the truth. Mm. And that's what he does. He says, he tells the truth. My soul is cast down within me. And then he says, I'm going to remember you, Lord. Mm. I'm going to remember you. And you will command your loving kindness, and your song will be with me. And he says, I'll say to God, my rock. He says, he's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? You can tell the truth to God when you're angry with him.
He wants honesty. He values honesty. He knows what's in your heart anyway.
He knows. But this is a confession where he says, I'm going to tell God my rock. So there's still faith in the midst of doubting. And that's an important lesson for us. Even though we may have doubts, that's normal. Mm-hmm. If there's no room for doubting in faith, then it's something else. It's mm-hmm. not actually faith. One day in Hebrews, it says, in Hebrews, it talks about faith. Faith is the substance of things not seen.
The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things
right.
not seen.
And so, there's an element in faith that there's room for doubt. And I know that sounds sacrilegious. Well, I don't care. If I never doubted, it would be because it's in front of my face. There's nothing but evidence. And it's something different. It's not faith.
But faith is an important element. They said without faith, it's impossible to please him. But nobody has perfect faith. But this guy had faith in God because he knew God, because he's the one, he turned to him at this downward spiral mm-hmm. of his life. And when he says deep calls to deep, oh, I love that. So he knew in his knower that that the Lord was there. And he said, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So praise God, he turned to the right person.
That's right. That's right. So it's not the stash of chocolate. It's not my guilty pleasure show. It's not the girlfriend gossip. It's
or
not
the
retail therapy.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that can fill the hole, the God-shaped hole in my soul,
yeah.
is the person of Christ.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's doing. He's admitting what's real. Why have you forgotten me, God? Why? Where are you, Lord? We can cry out to him. We can crawl up like a little kid and pound on his big chest. We can, we can be real with God.
Yeah, he wants us to be real. He hates it when we lie or we fake it because he can't deal with you.
That's
like
right.
if you fake it to your friend, that's a bummer. If you can't be authentic, you have no relationship.
And he wants an authentic relationship mm-hmm. with us. He is our rock. And I can say, I've said this before, I can't feel you, but I know you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a powerful prayer. Like, where are you? I can't feel you, but I know in faith, Lord, you are here. You are here.
Yes.
And we can pray the Psalms back to him. And then I'll say this, pray it back to myself. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. So we can talk to ourselves. We can preach this word back to ourselves and to each other. You know, I hope you have a friend like I have in Robin that is, she will draw you back to scripture. When I'm off rails, when I'm feeling sorry for myself, not if, but when, she brings me back. Mm. And that's what we need to do, for ourselves and for each other, is bring each other back to, what does the scripture say?
Yeah.
I can be real with her. I can be real with the Lord. Mm. But in the end, God's word has the final say over my life.
Amen. You just said it. And this guy had great success, I believe. Anyway, he turned to the only one who could help him, mm-hmm. and that was the Lord.
Yes, and he will help you. He will help me. You know, when that itty-bitty committee shows up and says, you know, never, always, failure.
You're a loser.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
Because who does God say you are?
He says, I'm his daughter. He says, I'm his beloved, and I am highly favored.
Yeah.
And he poured out his blood for me. Jesus chose to, God withheld nothing, not even his perfect son, his only begotten son, that I could spend forever, that any of us would have eternal life with him. And so, you know, that's who I am. I don't all on my own deserve Christ's blood, but he made that choice. Mm-hmm. And my worth is the fact that we are made in the image of God gives us intrinsic worth. The fact that Jesus Christ poured out his blood for the world. If you are in the world, whether you are a churchgoer or consider yourself a Christian or not, if you are in the world, Jesus Christ poured his blood out for you, and that gives you intrinsic worth.
Mm.
And, you know, that can't be taken away.
Mm-mm. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. So please respond to his love, even today.
That's right. We're so grateful that you chose to spend this time with us on the Word Sower podcast. Robin, I thank you for spending time worshiping with me.
Thanks, Mary. It's been fun. I love this psalm.
I do too. I love the imagery, and want to do a better job of walking that out, drawing near to the Lord.
Me too.
And not that chocolate. But so like and subscribe if you found anything of value that helps this show to show up more often in your feed. It helps other people to recognize that you found something of value here.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying for you.
That's right.
We are excited to go through this journey of life with you standing on God's word and his promises.
Amen.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks for tuning in to the Word Sower podcast. We're grateful for you and your interest in knowing God and his scripture. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you can have one starting today. Right now, right where you are, pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I want to turn from my sins, living life my own way, and I want you to decide what my life should be. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. Come into my heart and life to be my Lord and Savior. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Make me new and guide me. Your will be done. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are a new person in Jesus. We would love to hear from you and help you know what next steps to take. You can reach us at wordsowerpodcast@gmail.com. We look forward to the next time we're together when we will open up the Word of God and share how it has changed our lives with you.